The city of Houston in the Matsu Valley is facing such severe financial woes that all but three city employees have been furloughed. Houston Mayor Virgie Thompson is working without pay, and volunteers are keeping the wheels of city government running. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Houston, on the Parks Highway in the Susitna Valley, has hit the financial wall. Houston Mayor Virgie Thompson blames the crisis on unpaid property taxes.
There's a little over $35,000 delinquent. In other words, they haven't paid it. So that's $35,000 right now that we don't have that we projected to have.
The city of 2,000 residents is just beyond commuting distance to Anchorage. There are few local jobs, and state revenue sharing funds from this fiscal year are running out. Thompson says the city's greatest source of revenue is property taxes, and that the much ballyhooed Alaska Railroad spur linking Houston and Port McKenzie is not helping to bring in any money.
Not yet. You know, part of that is owned by the borough and you can't tax the borough. The other part is owned by the state. You can't tax the state. So even though the infrastructure is there, basically until private sector comes in and does something with it, it's not taxable.
Thompson says she's putting in the 80 hours a month required by city law, but is not turning in her time card to the finance clerk so as to keep her $1,500 a month salary in the coffers. The finance clerk, along with the city's fire chief and city clerk, are the only Houston City employees now drawing a paycheck. The city is not legally allowed to borrow money. City sales taxes bring in some revenue during the tourism season, which has barely started, and next year's state revenue sharing is still on the horizon. There is some money in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough budget for Houston, $9,500 for the fire department, and a $21,000 block grant. The Matsu Borough budget for next year has been approved, but is awaiting expected vetoes from Borough Mayor Larry DeVilbiss. Thompson says the borough collects the property taxes and sends out the delinquent notices, but it can be up to 3 years before any foreclosure action is taken on non-payers.
I mean, we might be worse off than a lot of other cities, but look at the state. I mean, it's a domino effect. It goes down. Who knows? Half of those people that are going to be laid off up at the slope actually live in the city of Houston, and they can't afford to pay their property taxes. So it affects us.
Two positions, a full-time public works director and one part-time job, are furloughed. One position will not be rehired, and all the firefighters have been furloughed from duty shifts, although they will be paid if called on to fight a fire. I'm Ellen Lockyer.